dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They are who we thought they were.
We are two wild and crazy guys.
And then we're going to find our best friend Doug. And then we're going to give him our best friend hug.
He didn't turn the yard, ain't me.
That just happened.
What would you say you do here?
We're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody!
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Zach Johnson.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you here as the Masters Round 2 is underway. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis and our producer-engineer Derek Stenson as we take a look at the leaderboard. Ricky Barnes? What?
Illinois in the U.S. Open.
Yeah, crazy first day. Fred Couple is leading. He's 1-under through 8 today, so he's at 7-under through 8 holes. Ricky Barnes is 2-under through 4 today. He is alone in second at 6-under. Whole host at 5-under. Ian Poulter has a birdie through his first 6 holes. He's at 5-under. Then yesterday's Tom Watson, Lee Westwood, Phil Mickelson, Y.E. Yang, none of them have started yet, so they're all at 5-under. Tiger Woods has a birdie and a bogey through 5 holes, so he is at 4-under. K.J. Choi is at 4-under. Anthony Kim starts later. He is at 4-under par. A lot on the Masters today. Plus, UNK has a new women's basketball coach. Kelsey Griffin drafted higher than anyone ever has been at the University of Nebraska and then traded immediately. What will that mean for her? We go to Fodder Park to talk with track announcer Steve Anderson, the Dowd Mile coming up this weekend, among other things. And we'll also talk with Jaden Schwartz of the Tri-City Storm as they get ready for Game 2 of the Clark Cup playoffs tonight. And we'll give you a chance to win tickets to tonight's game as well. 7:05, Stormer down 1-0. Need a win here on home ice in this best of five because back to Omaha tomorrow for the third game. You can hear them all on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And
big news. You gonna do it right now? You gonna do it right now, Doug, or are we gonna make them wait? Probably the biggest news of the day, for sure. For sure the biggest news of the day. Right now? All right, we're gonna do it right now. Doug says go ahead. Don't make them wait any longer. That's right, the Nebraska women's bowling team. They won all 7 of its qualifying matches Thursday to claim the number one seed among the 8 teams participating in the 3-day NCAA Women's Bowling Championships at the Brunswick Zone Carolier Lanes. Cornhuskers 68-25, won 3 of 6 championships since the NCAA started competition in 04. And get this, they rolled what is believed to be the highest single-game score in tournament history by winning its third match Thursday against Arkansas State. They're still the Indians. I don't care what their nickname is now. 1,173 to 953. Congratulations, ladies.
The Dent Popper inbox is already blowing up. You can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tom and Hastings says, I sure hope that on today's show you can omit anything about Tiger Woods. What about high school area track? If you start discussing Tiger Woods, I'm turning the TV on and watching How the Stomach Turns. Well, Tom, we're not going to devote the whole show to Tiger Woods, or even a third of the show or a quarter of the show, but his name might come up as we take a look at the leaderboard at the Masters. Okay, he is the number one ranked golfer in the world, but I understand where he's coming from. That, man, ESPN lately here has just went bonkers over this. The one thing that folks still need to remember, he hasn't been gone that long. 4 or 5 months? I mean, he missed, what, 3 or 4 tournaments that he would have played in normally? I mean, it's not like he's been gone 10 years and coming back from a horrific car accident or you know, cancer or something like that. I mean, here's a guy that still number one ranked in the world. He hasn't been gone long enough to not be ranked number one in the world. So that's where Tiger is, and we'll talk more about the Masters in a little bit. We stay in Hastings. Kurt in Hastings says, Doug and Daddy, Nebraska goes to K-State this weekend for a 3-game baseball series. I'm predicting a sweep for Kansas State. The Nebraska baseball program is headed in the wrong direction. Hopefully, I'll be eating crow on Monday. Go Huskers.
Don't give up on them yet. Kansas State, not in the same level as far as teams we played. Strength of schedules going to factor in huge. Nebraska, third-ranked schedule in all the country at last check. So, hopefully be able to go out and win a series. That's what Nebraska got to start concentrating on, winning a series. And that gets a little bit of confidence going for that next series, which you have an opportunity to take over.
6:30 tonight, 2 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock on Sunday. All the Nebraska baseball games can be heard on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Breeze 94.5 FM. Hey, here's our Ace Hardware and Garden Center bull or no bull topic of the day. And it's got to be Tiger, doesn't it? I mean, I'm not going to throw Nebraska under the bus. You know, we could say, well, is Nebraska baseball over already? I'm not going to do that. But will Tiger win? Bull or no bull? Ace Hardware says, got a big lawn? Big lawns need a big mower. Take a look at the Toro LX 423 LT lawn tractor at Ace Hardware. It's got a big 20-horsepower engine with automatic transmission, so there's no clumsy gear shifting. Take advantage of Toro's low monthly financing, and at Ace, all power equipment is fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go as they back it up with service after the sale. For the best selection of Toro mowers, see the helpful folks at Ace Hardware and Garden Center, Kearney and Grand Island. Will Tiger win? Email us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
I would say bull to that. I do not think Tiger Woods is going to win, but I think Tiger Woods hoping for a top 10 finish. I know he's hoping to win the tournament. Anything less than that is less than his expectations. But to come back, been gone 144 days, to come back and do what he... I realize he's the number one player in the world. It's still just... On these greens, on this golf course, no one else could do it, people. Not one other person could take 150 days away from the game, come back, and be 4 under on this golf course.
Well, let's go to some of the other stories a little more local. Of course, Tom said, how about track? There's a lot of track going on today and tomorrow. Speaking of track, Fauner Park. And we'll talk to Steve Anderson. But right here in Kearney, the Kearney High track invite and the Kearney golf invite, as they always do, go on the same day at Kearney High and up at Meadowlark Hills. So if you get a chance to maybe slide out for an hour or a little more over your lunch break to catch some of that, hopefully you can do that. And wherever you're at, the GNAC tournament, the Great Nebraska Conference soccer tournament gets underway today in Columbus with Lexington and Kearney and Hastings and all the teams that are in the GNAC conference beginning that. So busy weekend. We're at that point now where we kind of turn the corner and everything kind of counts from now on. You'll see the first 3 or 4 weeks of the spring season already going to be out of the way, and before you know it, we're a month away from district track meets, so you got a month to be ready for districts. UNK has named their new women's basketball coach. We've been playing phone tag with new coach Kevin Chaney. We may have a chance to get him on the show today. Can't confirm that. We have talked back and forth via voicemail, so we'll see if we get the coach on before the end of the program today. Let me give you the particulars. Kevin Chaney was the head assistant at Southern Illinois Edwardsville, and he's been an assistant for 16 seasons. This is his first head coaching job. Southern Illinois Edwardsville, one of those schools that made the transition from Division II to Division I under part of his tenure. Also, he's been at Nevada, Minnesota Duluth, Lincoln, Missouri. He's a California native was at a junior college out in California to get things underway. Daddy, your thoughts?
Well, there's obviously some success where they came from. Obviously, been an assistant, taking a shot here on a guy that first head coaching job. Maybe that's the only knock on the guy. Looks to be pretty good. I think they put up their wins and losses. They went over 600 games while he was at the school he came from. So they've done a good job there. And, hey, well, welcome in Kevin Chaney, and hope he gets the program back to the where they've been, and not all that long ago, back to regional finals and back to Elite Eights.
I have to say I was absolutely shocked when this came across yesterday at 4 p.m. I did not see this coming, and again, you can't always believe what you hear. We thought it would be someone with UNK ties. We thought it would be a female. That was what I was hearing, was one, you know, you can't say that. But I just thought it would be another women's coach. I mean, that's what it's been here for a long, long time. But you get someone with really no ties at all, and maybe that's what the program needs. Maybe that's what the program needs, to wipe the slate clean. But it'll be interesting to see where some of the recruits now start coming from, and I think it also makes it a little tougher just here at home. He'll have no idea. He'll have to learn the whole high school system in Nebraska about recruiting and things like that.
Yeah, I think that's probably the hardest part for somebody to come to a Division I school and learn where the hotbed of talent is.
I was just very surprised, and hopefully he'll be a surprise. Hopefully he'll come in with the guns a-blazing, and the Lopers will do some very good things starting next season. Staying with basketball, Kelsey Griffin was selected third by the Minnesota Lynx yesterday in the WNBA draft. And you know, when we talked to Kelsey on Tuesday, she said she'd heard she could go as high as three. But just listening to a little bit and watching the coverage yesterday, even before she was picked, they were saying it doesn't matter who they pick at three because they picked somebody at two, and then the star from Virginia, and then they had another pick at three, and they said, odds are this is going to get traded, whether it's before they pick somebody or after they pick somebody. And sure enough, within the hour, they traded her to Connecticut, who had made some trades to get Tina Charles, and has Kara Lawson already on the team, the Tennessee player that's part of the national team. That's a lot of folks saw her as part of the women's coverage when they were watching the Huskers. So that's where she's going to be at, selected third overall. That's the highest ever pick in the WNBA draft. You know who the last high pick was?
No, I do not.
Of course you would.
Nicole Kubik?
It was right out of your backyard.
Kubik?
Nicole Kubik was selected 10th back in 2000. Also yesterday, Corey Montgomery was selected first pick in the third round. So that would make her like 25th, I think it is. She would have been the 25th overall pick. And she goes to the New York Liberty.
Cool.
And Bonnie Turner not selected. Some people thought maybe she would be drafted as well. She was not selected.
Now, you go to Connecticut. The coach at Connecticut was the old coach for the Omaha Racers, correct, in the CBA?
Mike Tebow.
So there's a little Nebraska tie there to start your WNBA career.
A little Greg Shea tie there, too.
There you go.
The CBA boy. And speaking of Greg Shea, the Tri-City Storm home tonight to take on Omaha, Game 2 of the USHL Clark Cup playoffs. When we come back, we'll talk with Jaden Schwartz, the USHL scoring leader. And don't forget a chance to win some tickets as well. Stay with us.
Now that the weather is beginning to cooperate, the fun is just getting started at the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal. As all your favorite teams are keeping their eye on the ball, you'll be looking out for all the early happy hour specials from 3 to 6. Live music and entertainment on the weekends add to the excitement. And when the action heats up, the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, your uptown night spot in downtown K-Town.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Clark Cup playoffs continue tonight at the Viero Event Center in Kearney as the Tri-City Storm take on the Omaha Lancers in Game 2. Game 3 will be in Omaha Saturday. Face off both nights at 7:05, and you can hear the games on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. The UNK baseball team will host Metro State this weekend. Tonight at 6, a doubleheader Saturday, and Sunday's contest begins at noon. The Hastings College baseball team plays at Dort Charlotte Saturday and Morningside Sunday. The Nebraska baseball team is at 20th-ranked Kansas State this weekend. Tonight at 6:30, Saturday at 2, Sunday at 1, you can hear all the Husker baseball on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The UNK softball team will host Colorado Mines Saturday and Sunday. The Hastings softball team is hosting Northwestern of Iowa today and Sioux Falls on Sunday. And the Nebraska softball team will be on the road battling Texas Tech Saturday and Sunday. That's a Sports Minute on ESPN. I'm Doug Duda.
In its heyday, Detroit was the center of the universe for cars and music. Now, Ford Field in Detroit is the home of another Ford.
Just a quick shot. Score! Just like that, the terrific slap shot right down the slot.
The NCAA Frozen Four Championships, April 8th, 9th, and 10th. Right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Sunshine develops across the area today with high temperatures up around 64. Winds will shift to the northwest and stay at around 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, skies will stay mainly clear with a low of 36 as winds turn variable. I'm meteorologist Paul Trompley. Right now, 55.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hey, before you head out to see the storm tonight, stop by the Chicken Coop either in Grand Island or Kearney and get your night started off right. Maybe enjoy a little happy hour beverage, have a little snack, get a meal, and then head out to the storm game. And don't forget, with anniversaries, birthdays, family reunions during the summer, meetings, graduations, it doesn't matter what you got going on. Don't forget the party room at the Chicken Coop. It is bigger and better than ever. Over 100 easily. Any kind of get-together you can think of, book it by calling Scott or Colin at the Coop. Great food, awesome atmosphere, lots of TVs, and plenty of games in the basement and the party room at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. And don't forget, you can step in and watch the hockey final this weekend. You can watch the Masters this weekend. You can watch Major League Baseball's first full weekend because there's not a bad seat in the house with all the high-definition televisions. Great food and drink specials every night at the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney and Grand Island.
Matter of fact, Wisconsin just scored again.
Well, so did Boston College. That's 7-1.
Yeah, my Rochester pick yesterday really worked out. Huh? That's,
who had Wisconsin? You guys are both out.
No, I had Boston
College.
No, I did. Boston College. I like the way they move the puck, the forwards.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I do remember that. I do remember Daddy saying something about forwards and something he didn't know what he was talking about.
So we go head-to-head again.
Huh? Yes, we do.
Well, tonight, game two of the USHL Clark Cup playoffs. The Tri-City Storm trying to even things up with the Omaha Lancers after a 7-1 contest on Wednesday night. But not so much to be made of that as we talked on the show yesterday, because the last time the teams played a 3-2 barn burner when the Storm's trying to hold on and get into the playoffs, and I think maybe we go more on that than what we would with the 7-1. To talk a little bit about that game, what's going to be going on tonight, and what the future holds for the USHL scoring leader, Jaden Schwartz joins us here in studio on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jaden, thanks for the time.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, I know you're busy and preparing and focusing and trying to get ready here for game two of this season, of this series. Let's start with what happened on Wednesday night. It looks like they got out, and they're a tough team to come back against.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're a good team. You know, it's not easy playing in that rink at all. It kind of wasn't really the start we were looking for either. Like I said, give them credit. They came out well, but, you know, I don't think that was our style of game, really. That's not how we've been playing to win games or how we need to play to win games. And maybe guys were maybe a little bit too nervous or maybe a little bit excited. You know, but that's kind of the nice thing about playoff hockey. We kind of get right back at it. And, you know, hopefully we can pull it out here, maybe just limit our mistakes a little bit. You know, I think everyone's going to come out full 60 minutes. Everyone's got to come out hard. So,
yeah, obviously anybody that, and there's not a lot of guys that have been on the Storm more than a couple of years, but nobody with playoff experience unless they came in from another team. And Jaden, take me back to the last time you played Omaha, that 3-2 game, the weekend of Omaha-Lincoln. You knew you were going to have to get at least one win to stay in the lead for that final playoff spot. Compare the two games, the 3-2 game and then what happened Wednesday and maybe what was different and what you'll use tonight.
Yeah, I think, like I said earlier, I think just the mistakes, really. That kind of costed us, you know, the game, really. I think the blue lines are key for us. You know, we got to make sure we get the puck in and get the puck out on our blue especially. So, you know, when we played Omaha, it was a 3-2 game. It was real tight. I mean, we kept it pretty simple and, you know, ended up close. They got a goal there in the third period to beat us. But, you know, the 7-1 game, you know, obviously we weren't expecting it at all. They got a hot start. You know, obviously they had some secondary scoring and their top guys were scoring. So, you know, they played well, but, you know, that wasn't our type of game. So,
Jaden Schwartz is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we talked with Coach earlier in the week, I joked a little bit. Has he figured this team out? We've seen the team start hot. We've seen them end cold, vice versa. About every scenario you guys have put on, you've played well on the road. You haven't played well on the road. Same way at home. Does the team have a, I mean, 60 games in, do you have a feeling? Do the guys on the team have a better feeling of how you're playing right now?
Yeah, we're kind of all over the place in a 60-game schedule. But, you know, I think anytime, you know, I guess we kind of get blown out like that, guys aren't too happy. And you know, anytime that happens, I think we're going to respond in the right way. I think we're going to get bounced back. And, you know, we're back at home here, so it's going to be a new game. And, you know, there's going to be a good crowd, you know, which we feed off of, and that's important.
Not a lot of folks knew what to expect from the Storm this year, except for the fans thought this is going to be a better team. Did you guys, did you personally coming in think that the team could make the playoffs when you guys were going through that first month of practice?
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely our goal right from the start. You know, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't see them play last year. I didn't know a lot of guys coming in this year. You know, I knew we had a good coaching staff. You know, I knew we had good ownership. So, you know, as far as that concerned, I knew that was good. And in the end, it was just up to our team. And, you know, we've got a good character room in there. You know, we're all real close. We're a family. You know, we play for each other. So, you know, I was pretty confident that we were going to make playoffs for sure.
Kind of hard to believe that you're 17. I mean, a lot of folks look at you as maybe a leader of this team. Do you see yourself, I mean, USHL scoring leader, they look at you in a lot of different ways. Did you expect that your role would be this big this year?
Yeah, I think, you know, growing up in the last couple of years, I've kind of been a go-to guy on the teams I've been on. You know, on our team, there's a lot of leadership guys step up in different ways, you know, whether it's a third liner or a defenseman or other first line or second line guys. So, like I said, we got an unbelievable character team, a lot of great leadership, and, you know, I just try to do my part, and I guess I can consider myself as a leader for sure.
Fans out there, I mean, Jaden's 17, every other 17-year-old around here is running track this time of the year, playing soccer, or we're playing basketball, whatever they're doing. What do you do when you're not playing hockey in the community?
Well, I'm actually kind of still in school, so you know, I got to do my schoolwork, you know, for college next year so I can graduate. But other than that, I think just hang out with the guys, really. I don't know too many other people in the community my age besides our team because I'm not in high school, so I do online classes. So, you know, I do homework. You know, I try to rest up, and I would just hang out with our team for the most part.
You don't lag behind or procrastinate at all. You're always right on time with those online classes.
I like to think I am.
Jaden Schwartz joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The new scouting central scouting list came out. You're up on that. I think even I or a lot of non-hockey fans. Don't, or even the hockey fans of the Storm, don't understand it all. You're going to college. You're 28th. You're the only member of the USHL in the top 30 on this list. You're going to a college that maybe not a lot of people familiarize themselves with as a top college program, although they do very well. Talk about your college choice, and then all this that's going to be going on here in the new future with what's going on with the draft that's going to be coming up.
Yeah, well, I think I was about 14 years old. I took a trip to Colorado, and you know, I wanted to check out college because I'm from Canada, and major junior hockey is huge there. So my dad wanted to make sure I saw both sides of the game, and I really liked what I saw in Colorado. I really liked the coaching staff there. I liked the style of play, and I just kind of felt like I fit in there. Everything kind of felt right there. So that's kind of why I chose Colorado there, and I'm happy about that. And then, you know, as far as the draft-wise, you know, I'm not really concentrating on too much. I'm kind of thinking about being in Omaha right now and concentrating on playoffs. But, you know, I think you only got one draft year, so you try to take advantage of it. You know, you want to have fun with it, and it's definitely an exciting time. So I'm looking forward to it. And I guess the rankings... No, I'm happy with being 28. I'm not going to change the way I play or change a lot of things. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing, and you know, hopefully it's kind of motivation for me so I can keep moving up.
Jaden Schwartz is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Game 2 of the Clark Cup playoffs is tonight. You can hear it on Classic Hits 98.9. Jaden, I see that the Avalanche, your favorite team. If your name gets called by this team, you're going to go, oh, no. Not that they're good or bad, but, I mean, if I was a baseball player and the Yankees drafted me, I'd have to think about going to trip, you know, just doing something else with my life. Is there a team that you just don't want to be... You're not a fan of that is kind of the evil empire for you?
No, I don't think at all. I'm a big Avalanche fan, and I like the Penguins too. So they're probably my two favorite teams right now. And you know, being selected by them would be a dream come true. But there's not a team in the NHL that I wouldn't want to go to. They're all great organizations, and you know, it'd be an honor for me to be selected by any team.
In your mind. And a lot of people believe that you're going to be playing in the NHL someday. But in your mind, is there already a mapped out schedule when that may occur? I mean, is it 2 years? Is it 4 years? What do you have in your mind?
I think it's really really up to me and how hard I work. I mean, you know, I got to start training. I got to get stronger, and you know, hopefully college, you know, is a good stepping stone for me. And I think it's every kid's dream, you know, to play in the NHL, and it's something I've always dreamed of. And I guess the draft is kind of the start, to, you know, to building your dream. And I guess, like I said, it's more up to me than anything. If I keep improving and you know, working hard and training, like I said, you know, hopefully I can be there one day.
By being in the playoffs, you're actually missing a tournament that you could be playing in Canada. So how important is it to get a win, maybe get a win in this series and advance on in the Clark Cup playoffs, getting back to tonight's matchup with Omaha?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's a pretty big tournament over there in Belarus for Canada. And you know, I knew it was either, you know, make playoffs or go there. And, you know, we got a great group of guys here. I didn't want to leave them yet. That was kind of the biggest thing. I wanted to stick around here with the team longer. So, you know, I tried doing everything I could. And I'm glad we made it to playoffs here. But I don't want to go home yet either. I want to keep playing, and hopefully we can get some wins and move on to the next round.
Wilcox, Saskatchewan, right?
Yep.
If somebody's driving, if they're in Canada and they end up in Wilcox, Saskatchewan, what's the one thing that they need to do? How big's the town? What's the highlight of Wilcox, Saskatchewan, Canada?
Well, there's not a whole lot there. It's, I think there's maybe 300 people who live in the town. So I guess there's a hockey rink and a gym to work out in. So that's those are the two main things that people want to go there for. But no, it's, I think people would say, wow. You know, what is this kind of thing? It's really small. The people there are unbelievable. You know, I'm pretty lucky, actually, you know, to live there. And I was fortunate enough to be in Notre Dame, which is the high school there, as long as I was. I guess that's kind of the main thing that runs the town and which attracts people. And, you know, Notre Dame's kind of the big thing there.
Well, for 17 years old, he seems to carry himself very well. He's Jaden Schwartz, and if things continue to go the way they're going, I can see it now. There's going to be a sign, Wilcox, Saskatchewan, home of NHL All-Star Jaden Schwartz. Jaden, final thought before we let you out of here. You said you got to limit the mistakes tonight against Omaha. Is there one thing that coach is going to put on the board? First goal tonight, this is the thing we got to do better. This is the thing we have to change, this one mistake that we either keep making or we have made throughout the season?
Yeah, I think when you said first goal there, I think that's what we're going to try to do. We're trying to get the first goal. I think that's going to be huge. You know, obviously the crowd will be into it, and we're going to feed off that. I think we just got to, you know, forget about last game. I think guys just got to go out there and have fun. They can't be, you know, too nervous. Or we all know what's on the line, and you know, we want to play for each other, but you know, you can't be gripping your stick or things like that. So we just got to go play our game and have fun, and like we've done all year, and we got to play as a team and keep it simple and limit our mistakes and, you know, get a few more goals, hopefully get to the net, and, you know, that's about all.
Well, let's even this thing up, because you got to turn around tomorrow night and go right back to Omaha. So a lot of hockey in a short amount of time, at least, we hope, four games. So let's take the first one tonight and work on from there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jaden, thanks for coming in on the Doug and Daddy Show today.
Thank you.
Jaden Schwartz joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show again tonight. Big game. Check out the Vero Event Center box office if you want tickets. Pregame at 6:50 on the radio, 98.9 or KKPR.com. And, of course, face-off is set for tonight at 7:05. I'll be there. Daddy will be there. Skip Barry will be there. Jaden Schwartz will be there. I'm thinking maybe a hat trick tonight. Let's see what happens for the Storm as they pick up a win tonight. Get out there, folks, and check out what's going on with the Tri-City Storm. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show and be back with more right after this.
At Advance Auto Parts, we can't control the weather. but we can get you through a rainy day. First, we'll help you save money on new wipers. Then, we'll help you save time with free installation with purchase. Sure, you can install your wiper blades yourself, but why bother when the pros at Advance are willing to do it all for you, even when it's raining buckets? Come in today for premium Trico Neoform Beam Style wiper blades. Now buy one, get one of equal or lesser value half off. Advance Auto Parts. We'll help you keep the wheels turning.
Hey, that stack of money over there with the googly eyes, is that the money you're going to be saving with Geico?
It's the money I am saving with Geico. He helped me buy this pool table.
Nice. So what else does he do? Can he tell jokes?
Seriously, Kevin, he's a stack of money. He doesn't tell jokes. He just blinks and buys me stuff.
Oh, well, I just thought...
Money can't talk. That's ridiculous. Why do you always take it too far?
Me?
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
When I step onto your farm,
I am Dynagro.
I am dedicated to serving you.
I am Dynagro.
I will offer only the best seed for your farm.
I am Dynagro.
I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dynagro. Call Dynagro at 1-800-652-9298. Grow with the best.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today with high temperatures up around 64. Winds will shift to the northwest and stay at around 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight's skies also stay mainly clear with a low of 36 as winds turn variable. I'm meteorologist Paul Trompley. Right now, 55.
Hello out there. We're on the air. It's hockey night tonight.
God.
Tension grows.
What to see out there. The Tri-City Storm and Omaha Lancers. And one way I know we'll see out there is if we give you a family four-pack of tickets. Who won the Clark Cup last year? Who won the Clark Cup last year? Which team won it? 888-455-ESPN. If you've not won tickets this week, you're eligible. 888-455-3776. Who won the Clark Cup last year? We'll send you to hockey tonight.
Well, Lincoln struggled this year. I don't think it was
Lincoln has a new coach, by the way. We'll talk about that in a moment.
Folks, the weather's getting warmer. That means one thing. Grill, grill, grill. The Green Mountain Grill is where it's at. Digitally control your temperature. You know exactly where it is, like other grills do not, especially other pellet grills. They don't do what the Green Mountain Grill does. All beef at Troutman's is USDA certified Angus beef. Quality steaks are all aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. USDA certified Angus beef. Troutman's has the best ground beef around. Fresh today out of the smokehouse. Bratwurst and garlic sausage. Plus, just in at Troutman's, this is new, folks. A new bunch of Kansas City barbecue sauces. Several unique flavors to choose from. They're all unique. They're all awesome. Check them out today. Check with Kerry and the gang. See what his favorites are. Compare your favorites. Select the ones that fit you. Grill, grill, grill. That's what it's about today. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend.
Well, the winner of the Clark Cup last year was Indiana, and Bill from Kearney knew that, so Bill's got a family four-pack of tickets to the Tri-City Storm against Omaha tonight, 7:05. Whether you can't make it or whether you are there, take your headsets. You can listen to the game on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Pregame is set for 6:00. 50. And the Lincoln Stars shook up their coaching staff by replacing head coach Jimmy McGroarty with Chad Johnson. In an unusual twist, McGroarty will remain with the team as an associate head coach. Now, Chad Johnson, the younger brother of Scott Johnson, right? Scott Johnson, wasn't that right? Yeah, Steve Johnson, okay. Who was the previous coach for Lincoln for like a kabillion years. So Chad comes in, and the rumor was that the players, there wasn't a lot of discipline on the team. There wasn't a lot of accountability on the team.
Can I say something about that? Okay, I'm done.
You like the move?
Yeah, I do. They've gooned us the last couple of years with McGroarty. I mean, I'm sure he's a good guy, but as far as the whole Lincoln goonery goes, we can do without.
Doug and Daddy guests on the Doug and Daddy Show are fed by our friends at Burger King, with new breakfast choices at Burger King. Sausage, egg, and cheese breakfast muffin sandwiches are just $1 every morning. How about the breakfast bowl with scrambled eggs, sausage, cheese, potatoes, onions, and peppers? Burgers for breakfast, their full menu. It's served all day. Served until 11 a.m. with the specialty items, or you can get a greasy... Put that steakhouse burger in my gut, and it's going to be really good no matter what time of day it is. They are the fine folks at Burger King, Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and two locations in Kearney, and we head to Fonner Park. Oh, see, this is the fun time. This is the fun time because we're hitting the far post. We're not in the home stretch, but we're on the backside, and we're about halfway through. We're about 4 furlongs through this 6-furlong race. Steve Anderson, track announcer, check out his article today in the Grand Island Independent. How's the tongue this morning, Steve?
Well, I tell you what, it's been thicker than would normally be the case. Now, if you expect me to carry you guys down the stretch to the finish line, you got another thing coming.
We got Combo Tuffy for that.
Oh, I'll tell you what, it's amazing what the power of the written word is, guys, because I have, of course, all I do is talk pretty much for a living, but I spend a good part of my day early in the morning out at the racetrack, and of course, everybody has names now that they want to add to the list, and there's some really juicy ones out there, and I quite frankly thought that those folks that edit the stuff that I send to the newspaper would cut a few of those things out, because I thought they were marginally, on the borderline of maybe not being quite what you'd like to read in your local newspaper, but it's all true. You can't make this kind of stuff up, and now it's opened up a whole Pandora's box for all kinds of stuff I can write in the near future. If I'm still employed out there, because I didn't run into the boss today. So.
Steve Anderson joins us, the track announcer at the Fonner Park. Steve, it's been a huge, huge success for a meet at Fonner Park. The buildings are going up. They keep getting quality concerts to go along. The race crowds keep improving at Fonner Park. Are they going to be able to have course racing continue at Fonner Park?
I think horse racing is lock solid at Fonner, and I call on my boss, General Manager Hugh Miner, from time to time to fulfill a lot of interview situations that I have, and he has been tickled to death about the way this season has unfolded, despite the day and a half that we lost a month ago because of the rain and the snow and everything else. We have had a barn burner of a meet. I think the day may come when you see either a split or expanded meet at Fonner Park. There's no question that every other venue in this state is seriously in jeopardy as far as the future is concerned. And, it's cost me some work, guys. They made an economic move here a week ago and literally let me go at State Fair Park in Lincoln, which is now going to be called Lincoln Racetrack. And so, from the big picture perspective, things certainly are at a crossroads for the other tracks here in Nebraska. But for Fonner Park, things are rock solid. Things are working out there as they had hoped and dreamed that they would when they built the event center. Now those six huge buildings that are going up in addition to the state fair, they're going to share all these facilities, not only with the city of Grand Island, but interchangeably, so to speak, between Fonner Park and the State Fair Park folks, or at least I've been left to believe that that's the case. Everything is bringing in more people, and all you have to do is look at some of the concert things that have come into the event center at Fodder on Saturdays primarily, and they're bringing in different kinds of folks, young kids, old kids, and it's created traffic, and undoubtedly when you have live horse racing going on the side and admission is free, parking is free, a good share of these folks that are doing other things out at Fodder Park, curiosity has drawn them into the racing game, and we're going to make fans of a certain percentage of those. Heck, all of us that were born and raised here in Grand Island, sooner or later, were exposed to live thoroughbred horse racing, and it's got to start somewhere. So from that aspect, things are really, really gone well this year at Fodder Park. And when I say an expanded meet, you may see Fodder back to running 55 days or more. You may see them run the current meet that they have right now in the winter and the early spring, and then break and come back and race in the fall. I've got my fingers crossed that those are the kinds of things that are on the drawing board and can come to fruition over the course of not too many years.
Steve, you brought up Hugh Miner. We've even had two unconfirmed reports. Maybe you can confirm this. He has smiled twice during this meet.
He's smiling a lot more, trust me. In fact, I had him up in the press box the other day, and I wanted to try to shed some light on a different personality of what most people have grown accustomed or have been introduced to in this guy, who's been out here at 40 years. He's been the general manager for a good 30-plus years over that time span. And I got him to let his hair down a little bit, and he started joking with me. And, you know, he doesn't take the decision-making process that he's responsible for lightly, trust me, because almost every decision he makes affects hundreds, if not thousands, of lives. And, you know, that's why they pay guys like him the big bucks. I couldn't sleep at night, but I confronted him about retirement, all kinds of things that he didn't wiggle out of. He's a workaholic. He dearly loves what's going on at Fodder Park. He has their best interests at heart. But, yeah, he makes a lot of decisions that certainly are hard decisions that don't merit well with a lot of folks that are on the outside looking in. But, you know, he's got a smile on his face. I did run into him earlier this morning. He did see that newspaper article, and I kind of ducked because I thought, you know, oh, boy, here it comes. But he has been nothing but offered praise to me in that regard. And so when I took on that newspaper job, I really thought maybe I'd bit off more than I could chew, guys. Would only open up a Pandora's box to get myself in trouble. But so far, I've dodged the bullet. Yeah, he's been smiling. Tony, yes, to answer your question.
Steve Anderson, track announcer at Fodder Park, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Steve, the Dowd Miles tomorrow. Can you give us a preview?
I just got off the phone with trainer Stephen Hall of the Nuts. And he's defending his title. We've got a nice field of eight going in there, but I absolutely, if the Nuts is 110%, and Mr. Hall certainly has confirmed the fact that he has not felt better in his young racing career, that he should come back and win and defend his title in the Dowd Mile, which sets him up then for the Bossaman race, which is the 2 weeks down the road. We had really kind of hoped that Reach One More was going to start tomorrow out of the Chuck Turco barn. He ran 8 days ago and won very impressively here at Fodder Park. He's the Nebraska-bred horse that had, prior to Turco taking over the training duties, was running under the colors of Dave Anderson. He was 7-for-7 last year. He's now 8-for-8, and he is going to go in the Bossaman race. He's not running tomorrow against the Nuts. If the Nuts somehow throws a clunker in that Dowd Mile tomorrow, I certainly wouldn't be surprised if Squirrel or First Class Brass or even a horse called Roaring Home or Fire Up the Bell jumps up and surprises. But I think things are going to go according to Hoyle. And if you've never seen him run, guys, the name alone certainly is worth the price of admission. Come on out, because you're going to see a fantastic-looking animal who's really, really special. Broke into the limelight, so to speak, as far as local racing is concerned.
Hey, Steve, I just like when the Nuts wins, we all win the BTs afterwards.
Hey, you got that right. You definitely got that right, Tony. But if he didn't win, would that stop you from heading over there?
How the hell we win anyway?
Well, we can drown our sorrows. Steve Anderson, you know, and of course, that being the big race of the weekend, the second biggest race of the weekend, of course, is a little Apple Blossom Invitational going on today. So Zenyatta is racing in that. And Steve, your thoughts? It's a small field. Folks can come out and watch that on the simulcast.
Yeah, you can. You can watch and wager on it. I've got a couple of buddies that have been down there the last couple of days. In fact, one is a good Kearneyite, Greg Harrison, attorney over there in your neck of the woods. He actually was on the backside and watched Zenyatta work out yesterday morning at Oaklawn Park down in Hot Springs, Arkansas, along with Art Wetzel. And this horse certainly is in a class all by herself. I see they have her listed at 3-5. On the morning line, in the Apple Blossom later on today, there's only four other rivals going to the post. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a late scratch out of that bunch. Ugh. I expect her to go off at 1-9 or maybe even closer to 1-20. It should be, I think, perhaps the greatest layover and perhaps a walkover in this race. I think she wins just, going out for exercise today.
Steve, obviously the Derby here about a month to 3.5 weeks away. You got an early Derby pick for us.
You know, it's not an educated pick by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, neither is your pick
know,
the day before
I don't
the
know
Derby.
If you guys are aware of Whitey. Whitey Richardson, you know, owns a piece of a horse called Mission Impossible, and if you haven't had him on, guys, you really need to get him on. He's one of our favorite sons over here, former Major League Baseball player, grew up in Grand Island. And Todd Pletcher's his trainer. He's in with a group down in Louisiana. And we're going to, we've got a hometown connection now with Mission Impossible, one of six or maybe seven starters that Pletcher will have in the Kentucky Derby. You know, the amazing thing is it's not uncommon for him to have multiple Derby entries, but Pletcher's never won a Kentucky Derby. So, until maybe he gets all 20 starters, he won't win again this year. But I like Mission Impossible, and I like another Pletcher horse called Escanderia. But trust me, there's an unknown out there because, you know, all you have to do is look at the field price on those advanced wagering propositions for the Derby, and you can still get everybody else besides the top 15 and get 9-2 odds on it. So, who knows?
Steve, I don't know where our conversations have went in the past. But first, you have to talk about the nuts. Now you want me to call Whitey and talk about balls. What in the world is going on around here?
Hey, I don't know if you picked it up. We used to joke about this a lot when trainer Dave Anderson was around. I really was totally in fear that the nuts would one day have to run against the Nebraska-bred horse called It Takes Two, Baby. Tony, can you give me a little call down the stretch with those two blinded out to the wire?
Thank God we're out of time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Steve, we hope to see you tomorrow, and I know some folks are heading over today for the entire weekend race card and, of course, results right here on ESPN Radio. As always, thanks for the time, and hopefully we'll catch up with you again either next Friday or a couple down the road.
Hey, the pleasure is all mine. Doug and Daddy, thank you. It's been fun.
Thanks, Steve-O. Good Lord. Let's take a break. We're back with more after this.
Mark, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his, drove over a pothole, and crack. If only he called us sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Call SafeLight at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Whether it's having fun with friends in front of the grill or even at the tailgate, who doesn't like to zone out in style? Combos, that awesome cheese-filled snack, has you covered with the Zone Suite Home Sweepstakes. They're giving away the ultimate home theater zone, tailgating zone, and gaming zone, each worth up to $25,000, as well as tons of other great prizes, like a 65-inch HD TV and surround sound speakers, a custom tailgating trailer, or air hockey table. For official rules and to enter the Zone Suite Home Sweepstakes, visit combos.com or text the word COMBOS to 73761 for a chance to win. No purchase necessary.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone, regardless of their age or ability, has an oops once in a while. You might take a cheap shot in the back during district finals or have a knee or back blowing bad dunk in the backyard. It's your job to explain it to your friends. It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back into the game of life. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy to rehab you back.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Loper baseball team is home this weekend. They're taking on Metro State. Gets underway tonight at 6 o'clock. Hastings baseball is on the road this weekend. UNK softball dropped a pair of games to Northwest Missouri State yesterday. They welcome in Colorado Mines for doubleheaders Saturday and Sunday. Hastings softball split with the Broncos, or split with the Doan yesterday. Both games 4-2. They host Northwestern of Iowa today. And, of course, the Nebraska baseball team is down at Kansas State. Greg in Roseland says, well, if you don't want to talk about Tiger Woods, maybe you can talk about the Royals' bullpen. That should take about 10 seconds.
Blow another one yesterday. Get the lead and get a quality outing and just basically waste it.
Did you guys know that Tebow's assistant is Scott Hawk, talking about Kelsey Griffin going to the Connecticut Sun? He used to be the head coach at Creighton Prep and other Omaha area high schools. Just some fun Sun facts. I don't. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I don't know enough about the WNBA to know if Kelsey Griffin got in a right position or not. I think Connecticut is set up to be maybe the best team in the league for a long, long time with Tina Charles, Kara Lawson. I mean, Kelsey's good. They've got. There's another player there mentioned. And I don't remember who it was, but they seem to be setting themselves up, and that almost is like the best franchise in the WNBA because they have it at that Mohegan Sun Casino out there, and of course it's with Connecticut women's basketball. Now it's Connecticut WNBA basketball. They're just pretty psychotic out there. Well, if you're not up and ready to go this weekend because you're just tired. Well, then the number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamin supplements is here. It's here for you in Kearney, Complete Nutrition. Look, feel, perform better with Complete Nutrition and take charge with Charger. Complete Nutrition's got the solution. It is Charger. It'll make you feel that you're not physically over the hill. Is your age catching up with you?
It does to everybody.
Charger. Daddy was just whining earlier in the program off air about how he's, you know, just not what he used to be, and Charger's helping him along the way. It's a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. You want to pack on some hard muscle? You want to increase strength and stamina? Complete Nutrition delivers hardcore gains. Located north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue in Kearney, you can go to their website, CompleteNutrition.com, or call 338, the number one, FIT. 338-1-FIT. Allison Krueger has been named the head women's basketball coach at Southwest Missouri State. I find that interesting because the rumor was she was going to be the next head coach at UNK. The UNK alum takes over as the new women's head coach in Marshall, Minnesota, Southwest Missouri State, where they're going to try and turn things around a little bit. She had been at South Dakota as an assistant coach. They were 33-27. She was an assistant for four seasons at Wayne State after playing at UNK. Krueger, a 2004 Loper graduate.
Congratulations to her.
So there you go. There you go. A couple other notes here that I wanted to pass along to you. There is a new formula for a Class A football. And here is a quote that it just kind of says it all. Class A state football playoffs change next year. A new committee could help force changes even bigger because of Class A football, it used to be the top three in each district and one wild card. Now it's going to be the top two in each district and six wild cards. So that's how Class A is going to go in. But there's a couple of things here where Class A has taken some heat from the Board of Control. They're talking about expanding and maybe getting another member or two to more well represent the Omaha and Lincoln area when it comes to statewide votes. They're meeting again today. It's one of their rare two-day meetings. Kent Haley of Mitchell said, quote, "I'm tired of Class A. If they don't want to play, forfeit it or get rid of the game." Talking about the consolation games in volleyball and basketball. The board discussed those third-place state tournament games but chose to take no action. Several board members said they had heard negative comments about the games, primarily from Class A schools. And the representative from Mitchell said, "District 6 likes the third-place games. I'm tired of Class A. If they don't want to play, forfeit it or get rid of the game."
I'd like to know how many times District 6 has played in the third-place game.
Yeah, I know. And speaking of Class A, Joanne Kappas, who coached Bellevue West to 11 Class A titles, is back as the head volleyball coach at Millard South. So look out. Just before we run out of time on the Doug and Daddy Show today, maybe the highlight of the day is to talk with the new head women's basketball coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. It's our first chance to talk that's not on voicemail over the last couple of days. And we want to welcome Kevin Chaney to the Doug and Daddy Show and welcome in to the Kearney community as the new head coach. Coach, congratulations, and great to finally get a chance to chat with you.
Thanks, gentlemen. I appreciate it. Hopefully you can understand the last couple of days have been a little bit hectic.
Oh, exactly that way. I guess my first question, Kevin, and we talked about it a little bit here, and you can't always believe what you hear. Well, we were hearing that it was going to have ties to UNK. It was maybe an alum of UNK. So when your name came out, we had to do a little bit of research. How did you become interested in UNK, and what do you think the pluses are of getting this job?
Well, I became interested simply because they have a winning tradition at UNK for women's basketball. I think over 14 national championships and over close to 700 wins in the program, that any coach that wants to associate their name to that would be interested. I love small towns. I've been in the Midwest for about 4 years, come from a big town on the West Coast in Northern California, and, you know, I love a small town. So I'm looking for a program that is supported by the community, who loves their athletics, and an opportunity for me to bring UNK back to tradition. That's why I was so excited about that opportunity.
Kevin, give us maybe a philosophy on recruiting. When you come to a new area, maybe you don't know that area particularly well.
Well, the first thing I want to do is I want to make sure I know every single student-athlete in the Nebraska, the state of Nebraska, that is a quality student-athlete. I will know who they are. I want to be able to make that choice, but they will be on my radar in my recruiting database. My philosophy is real simple. I recruit what they call the character student-athlete, the character kid, one that understands it's about the classroom as well as athletics, that's willing to go out there and put it on the line, that's going to bring that effort, work real hard. That's the type of student-athletes I'm looking for. There's a lot of talented players out there, but if you're talented and you have attitude, you're not going to be in my program. But I'll take the kid that has the most character involved, and then that's how you build a program, because that's going to be a better fit for what I'm looking for in our program.
Kevin Chaney, the new head women's basketball coach at UNK, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, what do you know about the team that you're inheriting, and what style of play, when you have the players you want, should we expect to see here?
Well, what I know about the team is we're losing one player. I've got from a roster of 11, I've got 10 returners. Top three scorers are still there. I met the young ladies. I haven't had a chance to see them play. They seem like fantastic people. Very excited about that. My style of play, it depends on what the girls can bring to the table. Bottom line, I love to get up and down the floor. What you will see at UNK, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be, for me, about pressure defense. That's the type of coach that I am. They gave up 71 points last year. Unless you're the most talented team in the RMAC, to give up 71 points is too much. So we're going to reduce that. We're going to bring that under 60 points. That's going to be the number one goal. When you don't have that much talent, you got to be able to keep the score low, give yourself an opportunity to win, let me get in the ball game and make some choices and decisions, and let the kids get out there and execute, then we're going to win more ball games. So it's going to be exciting. I will guarantee you this. If you come to one ball game next year, you're going to be hooked. You will come to the rest of them. It's going to be that exciting of basketball.
Kevin, when you mentioned the last couple of days have been so hectic, When will you have your yourself in moved into Kearney?
My goal moved into Kearney by May 15th. I will be up there next week, the 18th through the 20th, because it's a lot of important things I've got to get going. I've got five recruits that are signed. I need to speak to them. So it's very important for me to meet with the student athletes and see how they're doing academically, so on and so forth. So I will be up there to take care of that immediate business. We'll be moved in as long as they find a house for me around the 15th of May.
Well, Kevin, we'll let you get back to work, and when you get settled in here in Kearney, we'll catch up with you again and have you in studio. And congratulations on the new job, and we look forward to working with you for years to come.
Gentlemen, I appreciate the opportunity and your time, and looking forward to meeting you soon as well.
All right, Kevin Chaney, new head women's basketball coach at the University of Nebraska Kearney, replacing Carol Russell, who's now the new head coach at Upper Iowa. We're over time. Freddie Couples is even through 11 holes. He sets at 600 par on the leaderboard. So is Ian Poulter and Ricky Barnes, who are both 2-under for the day. Tom Watson bogeyed 1, birdied 2, so he is right back at 5-under. Lee Westwood, Phil Mickelson, Y.E. Yang will tee off here within the hour. Also, Sean O'Hare, he's 1-under for the day. There's just not a lot of movement. Steve Marino, who was up and down yesterday, 2-under through two holes today. Soren Yeltsin, 2-under today. He's 4-under in the tournament. Maybe that's the one guy that's made some moves. No one has really done a lot. Nick Watney, 3-over today. Sandy Lyle at last check, 13-over today.
Oh, and somebody was right there yesterday, actually.
Yeah, he always plays. He's played well the first round the last few years.
I said, Tom Watson's got a new hip. I said, hell, so's my grandma. She's not playing at the Masters.
Want to thank UNK women's basketball coach Kevin Chaney. We want to thank Jaden Schwartz of the Tri-City Storm and Steve Anderson from Fauner Park. Enjoy your weekend, everyone. We'll see you Monday to talk a little spring football.
Yes!
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!